The power of thought has been on the mind, or the two minds, of commentator Ken Nordine.
What were you doing the other day?
I forget. What do you mean?
Well, I was trying to read someone's mind.
Oh, yeah. Who are you taking lessons from?
He's a guru. Guy over on Broadway. Charlie Zan. He moved into a storefront and put a sign in the window, free lessons.
What is this, Charlie?
Zan, Charlie Zan.
Yeah. What kind of lessons does he give?
Well, he talks funny, like in riddles. Sometimes, you know, I think he's high on something. He'll maybe say something like, an empty mind is Nirvana's workshop. I really don't know yet where he's coming from. And the lessons are free, so...
The price is right.
Yeah. Last lesson I took, he looks me in the eye, stares at me like he's in a deep trance.
Sounds spooky.
And tells me the truth is right in front of you when your back is turned. In a kind of whispery, throaty way. In fact, I thought he was talking to someone who wasn't there. I turned around. Of course, there wasn't. It was just me.
And it's spooky.
Nobody in back of me.
How many lessons do you have to take?
Well, seven. He said if you don't get it by seven, there's no hope for heaven.
A guru poet.
I have three more, and then I'll know.
Then you'll know what?
What, well, maybe I'll know if I'm able to read minds. I'll be able to look at someone and say, I know what you're thinking.
Could you read my mind?
He's got a diploma on the wall. Mind reader, license. Authorized to read minds. High glass parchment, too. Right behind him, framed in a gold frame.
He is a fraud, yeah.
Tell you, the guy's you think a fraud?
Yeah, I know. You're wasting your time.
I'm wasting my time. Guy could be a fraud.
He could be a fraud. Tell the truth.
I'll tell you the truth. I have doubts about him, too.
You see, I can read your mind.
But it's free. It's fun to talk to her.
Yeah.
It's the only girl I know. Who knows, next time I see a shy girl, all freckles, I'll be able to look right into her mind and see what's going on.
She's worried.
Without asking a single question.
I know. I can read her mind.
Like a good mind reader should.
She's worried.
She's worried.
She's worried about her
freckles.
She's
worried about her freckles.
Falling off her face.
Falling off her face.
Well, that can happen.
Well, that can happen.
She doesn't have a full
set. She doesn't have a full set.
That's what she's
That's what she's thinking.
Next time you see her.
Next time you see her.
See if I wasn't right.
See if I wasn't right.
Chicago's Ken Nordine applying his patented audio technique he calls word jazz to the subject of mind reading.